The homeless shelters in Reno are full, with lines out the door, and temperatures are dropping. Our contributor Bob Conrad has been covering this issue for a This Is Reno podcast called Solutions. In the latest episode, he spoke with Reno Councilwoman Neoma Jardin about her efforts to build a tiny home village to help some of the city's chronically homeless residents. This is an excerpt of their conversation.
Neoma, why have you chosen to devote your attention as a council member to the issue of homelessness in Reno?
It is clear to me that by helping individuals and being a champion of those that don't often have a voice, they're too busy trying to just live and breathe and get by day to day, somebody needed to be their voice. Somebody needed to say, hey, wait a minute, you're not forgotten. You're not just somebody that you walk by and ignore. You are one of our community members, and you deserve as much attention as everybody else does. And also from a perspective of, from a business standpoint, to try to get the business community and the stakeholders to say, wait a minute, by fundamentally getting down to the root issues of homelessness and getting in some long-term solutions, you're helping your bottom line as well. And getting people to understand that just shoving the issue around is just doing that. It's shoving the issue around. If you can get to housing, supportive programs, mental health issues, you can really transition the individuals out of the condition that they're in, and thereby you're improving the conditions for the businesses and the visitors in the downtown core as well. And that conversation has come a long way. I have seen a shift. I have seen a shift of the just get them out of my face mentality into a, okay, how do we help them to really kind of solve this growing problem?
You're working on building a tiny home village in Reno with the idea that this temporary solution for homeless individuals will be safer than sleeping along the Truckee River. Tell us about that.
You know, we went up to Seattle. Pat Cashel and Sharon Chamberlain with Northern Nevada Hopes had been saying for some time, you need to come up and check out these tiny home villages. I will say on the record that I'm not a fan of tent cities, and I never will be. I don't think they're appropriate. I don't think they're sanitary. They're not warm. And so I had in my mind maybe going up there, what was this really? What is this tiny home thing? What is this? But went up there. There was a big contingent of people from the city of Reno and Washoe County and Northern Nevada Hopes and VOA. And we all went up there and we toured a couple of these villages. And there was, we started with one in a an industrial area. And they had approximately, I think it was 50 tiny homes in about a 1-acre parcel in an industrial area. And when I say tiny, let me clarify what tiny is. Tiny is about 120 square feet. It is a large closet with a door. And that may not sound like much to many people, but for those that are living under a bridge or along the river, it's a roof and it's a door, and it means some security. What appealed to me about the tiny home project up in Seattle that we toured was it was incredibly well organized. It was very secure. It was very clean. And the outcomes were better. Because as you can imagine, trying to triage and treat somebody when one day they're along the river and then the next day you don't know where they are, it's tough to get somebody into a system of support and maybe help them out when you can't find them.
If I can paraphrase your response to somebody on Facebook, they said, if you build it, they will come. And you wrote, if we don't build it, they will die. We had 23 individuals last year die. We don't know exactly because of the elements, but they were considered indigent, according to the Washoe Medical Examiner. Is that sort of our prognosis right now?
You know, it's a really unfortunate thing when I hear that. First off, I do tend to get defensive because I do feel like I'm somewhat of a voice for those that are often voiceless. And it's when we go back to that mind shift of how people are starting to think differently, when people say those things to me, one, it's completely inaccurate. You know, there's not a big beacon that goes up in the sky that says, Reno is this wonderful homeless community, come to it. I don't know about you, but I don't think anybody aspires to be homeless and live in cramped, stacked quarters or live along the street. So there's no big, you know, beacon that's drawing people because we're going to build another shelter or provide them a tiny home. And the thing is, if we don't provide them something, they're going to die. They will die.
That was Reno City Council member Neoma Jardin. I'm Bob Conrad, and this was an excerpt from This Is Reno's podcast called Solutions.